Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are talking about Universal's proposed new theme park in Orlando. We're going to be talking about the name. We're going to be talking about what we would like to see from the theme park and some of the rumours that are floating about already. So, sit back.
I was going to say, we're going to talk about the picture as well, aren't we?
And the picture that was leaked. Well, apparently leaked. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic.
Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So we've just come off the back of recording 8 o'clock in the morning. Our other podcast, The Customer is Always Weird, which quite possibly turned into the most random episode of the podcast ever.
Which is saying something.
Yeah, it's saying something for that show.
Yeah.
Remembering everyone listening to this show, it's not family friendly and it's not about theme parks. This one definitely wasn't family friendly. Even though we were talking about Home Alone.
Yeah, it turned weird.
It did turn weird. Usually it's me that does it. In this case, it was me.
today was no different.
No different. But today's episode, we thought we'd talk about Universal's rumoured new park. Because a couple of days ago, it was apparently leaked at a conference or something.
Oh, what was that? It says something about...
A presentation in a big conference or ballroom.
I don't know where they get ballroom from that one picture.
That one picture where you can
see it. Oh, it looks like a ballroom.
It's definitely a ballroom.
Yeah, it looks like a ballroom to me.
And it seems to be that Universal's park is going to be called Universal's Fantastic Worlds, which is a terrible name for a theme park. Let's hope it's not that.
The text looks very Final Fantasy.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
It does. Like,
they've spent no time on the logo whatsoever.
What is that background?
Like a compass or
something. It's like some sort of compass.
Which would make sense, I guess, if there's different worlds and things.
I suppose.
But
it looks a bit fantasy.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we know one thing is for sure. Even if this isn't the park name, we've got to expect that... We know for some time that Universal are definitely going to be working on a third park. They seem to be adding an obscene amount of hotels for two theme parks.
I mean, they've been buying up land,
yeah,
and they obviously got various other land from
Wet n' Wild.
Yeah, so they've got pockets of land dotted about, haven't they?
Yeah,
and so far they've just been building hotels.
Yeah,
more and more hotels,
which don't make sense for a two park and a water park resort.
No, no.
So we've kind of known for a while, and we've done an episode in the past where we talked about. This and what's going to be going on, but this time I think we're getting very close to a reveal by the looks of it.
Yeah.
And headlining the logo behind the image is Mario.
Is it solely Mario? It looks like solely Mario.
It is solely Mario. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we thought it'd be good just to talk about what happens if this is going to be called Fantastic Worlds, and given the fact that it says Worlds, what our ideal candidates would be for this theme park.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're only talking about the popular Universal franchises here, because there's slim pickings.
Yeah, we've seen a list.
Which we can talk about.
This is not a strong list.
It's not a strong list. When you've got 50 Shades in there, you know, I mean, it's not a strong list.
Yeah, that could be a weird park.
I mean, it would be a return to Wet n' Wild, wouldn't it?
They're reusing some of the flume rides.
It's very dangerous to record this after a customer is always weird, isn't it? We thought we'd just talk about it and what we think or what we'd like to see go into the park. I think we should start with Nintendo.
Yeah.
As we know that this is definitely going to be... Either it's coming to Fantastic Worlds, which, for all intents and purposes, I think, to do it justice, it probably will be. It's going to be such a massive franchise that if they introduce it into a new park, they're going to make a lot of money from it.
Yeah, and I think, given that they've called this, or the name appears to be Fantastic Worlds, and they haven't called it a Mario, or they haven't called it a Nintendo name.
Yeah.
Which suggests that it's
one of few franchises that are going to make it to where.
Unless the entire park is Nintendo based and they've got a Mario Land and then
Pokemon,
a Zelda Land and a Pokemon Land.
Yeah. I think we're going to have one section dedicated to Nintendo, and that section, as it is going to be in Japan, is split into several of Nintendo's franchises.
Right, okay.
So what would I like to see in a Nintendo Land, ignoring what we know about Japan, I think. The first attraction that I would like to see is Mario Kart in VR.
We've seen something like that, haven't we?
Yeah, there's been kind of like
prototypes.
Things like, but I think, and we've talked about it before, but just having that, driving a physical kart, getting into your kart, putting on the headset, you're then looking down at, you know, you're one of the characters from Mario Kart, maybe you can choose it. Having all the sensors on the car, so you get hit with an item, you feel like you get hit. Now obviously they'd have to be quite clever in that you're probably not allowed to be wearing a VR headset and driving a vehicle.
No, I think you'd have to be static.
Yeah.
Essentially in a simulator.
Yeah, but it'd have to be in a way that you feel like you're controlling what you're doing.
Right.
Because otherwise,
which I think you could do. I don't think that's out of the realms of technology.
No,
these days.
I don't think so. I mean, my ideal though would be you're driving the actual car.
Yeah, I don't think they'd do that.
Because in essence, they could map the whole track and the other drivers around you.
Yeah.
So all the VR headset is for is basically seeing the cartoony graphics of it all.
Yeah, The reason I don't think they'd give you control over the movement is because you could just mess about and not finish the race. It'd be a bit weird.
Yeah.
I think they'd set you on a specific course and you could probably impact slightly what happens.
I think if you can't, then it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because if I'm throwing a blue shell
and
it's hitting the first person, they almost need to like get hit and stop for a few seconds, and that's how it kind of works.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can see that working.
But that would be my number one ideal attraction for this theme park is a Mario Kart ride done right. I think it could be, if they do it right, the best attraction in Orlando. It's got the opportunity to be the best attraction in Orlando. If it was Disney, I'd have confidence. because Universal have kind of been a bit hit and miss in recent years, since Gringotts opened.
Right, okay.
With their attractions, I think.
I don't know what you mean, Ryan. Fast and Furious is a fantastic family fun adventure.
We had a great time riding it.
Brilliant.
I really like Vin Diesel. But I think there's a real opportunity to make a Mario Kart attraction that blows everything else in Orlando out of the water. I really do. You don't look convinced.
I'm not convinced. I think it would be a great ride. I don't know if it would be the best in Orlando.
I mean,
I think it's great for Nintendo fans, like hardcore Nintendo fans like you.
Well, everyone plays Mario Kart.
Everyone, okay.
Everyone has played a Mario Kart at some point in their life. I think it'd be very difficult to find someone that is aged between 12 and maybe even 40 that's not played Mario Kart at some point.
I think that's a slight over-exaggeration, but...
Have you played Mario Kart?
I have.
Have I played Mario Kart?
Yes, there's two of us.
There you go. How old are you? 42. There you go.
Stu's not here, right?
Oh, sorry. Stu's played Mario Kart.
Yeah. And he's in his mid-40s.
My parents have played Mario Kart. My sister's played Mario Kart. My parents are in their 50s.
Okay. Parents have not played Mario Kart.
Well, I guarantee...
My brother hasn't played Mario Kart.
Your brother's not played Mario Kart? What's he been doing with his life?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, we look at the number of players in Mario Kart, you've probably listed the five people on planet Earth that haven't played it there.
I think you'd be surprised.
Well, I think I'd be disgusted, maybe. No, surprised is the right word. But no, I think enough people would be attracted to it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that.
Everyone knows who Mario is, everyone knows who Princess Peach is, everyone knows who Yoshi is. I think those are the kind of three main characters that people would know, mm-hmm. you know, Toad to a certain
Bowser
extent.
As well, maybe.
Bowser.
Yeah.
You know, and you advertise it as an attraction where you can be one of your favourite characters. I guess the alternative is a VR Smash Bros. Where you're just punching people.
I'm not sure that would go a bit more violent.
I'd be well up for that.
I know you would, but...
Like your baseball bat, you're actually picking up a baseball bat and smacking someone around the face. but that, for me, is my number one attraction. Like, if they could pull that off, as I think they, you know, I've got full confidence that Disney could pull it off.
Universal, it would take about 20 years.
Yeah, it would. But Universal's recent efforts, I'm not convinced they're going to be able to do that. If they don't have a Mario Kart attraction, then I think they've missed a trick.
Depends how much time and money they put into it.
Well, I don't know how much money they have.
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know how much money Nintendo would have put into it, if any at all.
Nintendo have got a lot of money in the bank.
Yeah.
So they could input into this quite a lot.
And it wouldn't
surprise me. They stand to gain a lot from it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'm buying every bit of Nintendo merchandise from the park when I'm there. You know, I'm a Nintendo fan, but I wouldn't say I was like a super fan.
Really?
Well, I'd probably play my Switch maybe. Well, let's be honest, I haven't touched my Switch this year, really, until Smash Bros. And Pokemon.
I was going to say, like, 2 weeks ago we were playing.
yeah, but up until that point, it's not like I'm a hardcore Nintendo fan playing it every day.
Yeah.
I'm more of an Xbox fan. So, but if you know, if they opened up a park where part of it was Nintendo and I could go in and buy my Mario hat, T-shirts, you know, I'm getting the lot.
Hat would be amazing.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it's definitely going to be available. So that's my number one attraction for a Nintendo-based land. Other areas that I would like to see included, so obviously the Mushroom Kingdom is going to... It looks very much from all the visuals that we've seen so far, the Mushroom Kingdom is going to be included,
mm-hmm.
Which for those listening at home and don't know, it's where Mario and his pals are from. I would also be very surprised if we didn't at least see some form of Pokemon in the park. I think somewhere in Japan, the Nintendo Land in Japan is going to be a Pokemon area.
It would make sense given you've obviously got...
It's one of their biggest... I mean, Nintendo don't actually own Pokemon.
No. They own quite a large share of Pokemon, don't they? But yeah. I don't know how
they're
much.
They're not sole shareholders.
No.
But, I mean, imagine a Pokemon Center-esque area where you could go in and... you know, there's Pokemon merchandise everywhere. Maybe it's more of like a 4D kind of show kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult to kind of pull off, unless you're doing animatronics.
Yeah.
Which, you know, let's be honest, Universal are not going to.
No, I think given Universal's track record, I think a screen-based thing for that would be more likely. Yeah.
A horror house featuring the ghost Pokemon would be quite cool.
I thought you were going to say Pikachu there.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that'd be great. Imagine Halloween Horror Nights featuring some of the ghost Pokemon. That'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to do it, but yeah, it would be cool.
I mean, given the popularity of like Pokemon Go, and now you've got Pokemon Let's Go, and then you've got another open world Pokemon game coming out next year.
Yep.
And then you've got Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
The film. I think given all of that,
there's going to be Pokemon involved somehow. It would make sense for there to be
Pokemon. Yeah.
The other big franchise that I think has to be included is Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised not to see some kind of presence from Legend of Zelda.
Slightly less well-known, I'd say.
Yeah, it like is more...
worldwide.
Yeah, it is more... I mean, it's one of the biggest games of last year.
Yeah. It won Game of the Year, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did. Well, rightfully so. But I think Link and Zelda and Ganondorf will feature somehow
mm-hmm.
in this area. Whether they have their own attraction, I don't know. Yeah. I'd like to see one because I think it could be done really, really well. But I honestly think that Mario Kart would be... I think there'd be two attractions, maybe three at a push. Mario Kart being the main draw of the land.
Right.
There'll be a screen-based one, whether that be Pokemon or Mario, don't know. And I'd be surprised. Maybe that what they'll do is an attraction featuring several other Nintendo IPs.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Which I think could work.
Yeah, well, like a crossover thing.
Yeah, I think that could work quite well. But if Universal can pull off a Nintendo Land like they've done Harry Potter, I think I will be more blown away by Nintendo than I would be Harry Potter.
Really?
I'm a massive Harry Potter fan, but I think I've been playing Nintendo games since I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I got the SNES when I was 3.
Sounds like a disease, doesn't it?
Yeah. Still got the snares now, actually. Got the snares. It's tucked away. I don't talk about it, really.
Can't shake the snares.
I just can't shake the snares. But, you know, to being like such a... Growing up with Nintendo since a young age, to see that come to life...
Yeah.
Would be far more appealing to me than Harry Potter. And I'm a massive Harry Potter nerd, as you know. But Nintendo, yeah. Obviously, we're getting Nintendo.
Yeah.
I have to see a Pokemon area.
That it will make complete sense to me.
Mario will obviously get at least one attraction.
Yeah, I mean, from this picture that we've got, it's quite a big Mario. The whole thing is based on Mario, isn't it?
Yeah, but they kind of said that was their reveal for Japan, and then later on they said, actually, there's a Pokemon area over here. This bit looks like Hyrule from Legend of Zelda.
I mean, it's obviously called Fantastic Worlds, and the whole background is Mario, but I think... Yeah, I don't think the whole park will be based on Nintendo.
No.
Because otherwise they would have made it more Nintendo...
Super Nintendo World or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I think this is just a reveal until they're ready... Well, it's not even a reveal, it's leaked.
No.
until they're ready to announce some more partnerships.
Yeah.
So I guess that's Nintendo. I think we will... As more and more gets announced at this park, we're going to be talking about Nintendo a lot more on this podcast, which is incredibly exciting as a massive gamer to be talking about video games on the theme park podcast. But what else would, I guess, would we like to see? Because everyone knows about Nintendo. Are there any other big franchises, owned by Universal or not, that you would like to see at a Universal theme park?
I mean, should we talk about some of the Universal franchises that they already own?
Yeah, and see whether or not we think actually they stand any chance whatsoever about making their way into a theme park.
Yeah.
So, Wizarding World.
We've already seen it.
But, could Fantastic Beasts feature?
Potentially, obviously, Fantastic Worlds, Fantastic Beasts.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It's got the name there.
But
it doesn't really make sense to put Fantastic Beasts into the two Harry Potter worlds that they've already got in Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure. Granted, there are lands in islands that could be scrapped. We've already spoken about this. And a Fantastic Beasts area could be put in, which...
I would rather them do that than put Harry Potter in three different parks.
Yeah, like completely separated. Granted that obviously it's all the same universe, but Fantastic Beasts is in a separate time jump.
Yeah.
Separate time zone. Time zone? Timeline.
Yeah.
Essentially. So it would kind of make sense for there to be that separation. But at the same time, having it all in the same area would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because have we touched on where this is potentially going to be, this park? I don't think we have yet.
So the old convention.
Yeah, the space, orange was the Orange County Convention Centre basically.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far away that is. I can't think off the top of my head, but it's not like next door.
No, it's not like Irons where you can just walk between. So
yeah, exactly.
They're not only building a theme park; they're going to have to be building all of the basically the amenities that Universal Orlando Resort has got.
Yeah.
In that space. So Wizarding World, I think, is a possibility, though I personally like to see Fantastic Beasts go into one of the older lands at Universal Islands.
Yeah, yeah. Specifically islands, I think.
Yeah.
There's more lands that could be scrapped easily.
Yeah.
And obviously that could be right next door.
Exactly, yeah.
To Hogsmeade.
Yeah. Jurassic Park / World.
No.
I think we've got a Jurassic Park ride that's very good.
Yeah.
I think that will be replaced for Jurassic World as it is being done in Hollywood.
Yeah, it would make sense.
I don't think we'll see a land based on a Jurassic when we've already got one.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
I can't see them scrapping that ride in Islands.
No, I think they'll update it. I don't think they'll scrap it.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious. No. I don't think after the reaction from fans and not fans of the franchise, we'll see a land anytime soon.
They would be crazy to do that.
Yeah. And by the way, these are their top 20 movie franchises.
Yeah.
So we're not naming every franchise. Transformers, we've already got a ride.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
I can't see an entire land coming from that.
No. Shrek, no. Shrek's dead. I think they are. Yeah. There's talk of revisiting it, but I think for all intents and purposes, it's a dead franchise.
If it was Disney, it would be a live-action remake.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not happening.
Featuring, I don't know who they would feature.
Mike Myers.
Yeah. They couldn't exactly do John Candy would be ideal, but he's obviously dead.
Oh, what about who's the guy that plays Ralph in Wreck-It Ralph? He'd be quite a good fit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't think of it. I don't know who. I couldn't tell you the name of the actor off the top of my head.
We're doing a live...
I kind of have a picture of somebody in my mind, but I can't think of his name. And it may be completely
John C.
wrong.
Reilly.
Oh, okay. No, that wasn't who I was
He'd be
thinking.
A great Shrek.
Yeah, he would actually, yeah.
Wouldn't he? Put a bit of makeup on him and we're set.
I suppose what makeup to make him look a little bit more nicer.
Yeah. It does kind of look like him, doesn't
he? Yes, he could do that. He could easily do that role.
He's a good actor, actually.
I've not seen him in that much.
So, yeah, but I mean, Shrek's not happening.
No.
Despicable Me, we've got an attraction.
And the films are pretty much...
They're pretty much wrapped up. I don't think the third one did as well as they would have hoped it did.
No.
I can't see them making a fourth.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Born?
I mean, they're great films.
They are, but do they make a land? No.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what would make that... I don't know what attraction you'd have from that.
The only thing I think that might fit Born is the old T2 space in Universal.
What, like a 3D
show? 3D show kind of thing.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's got the draw, though. I mean, no. It makes a lot of money at the box office, sure, but...
I mean, they're great films, but I don't know if they have any intention of making another one.
No.
I mean, obviously, Matt
Damon's getting on a bit to be doing that.
The last one was, you know, because they tried to reboot it with Jeremy Renner.
That was a disaster,
didn't quite work.
Yeah.
Did they make two films with him?
No, only one.
Was it just the one? And then, obviously, they brought back Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And that was a good film.
That was good, yeah, I think
I've only seen it once, but it was a good film.
Mm. So I think that's out,
yeah.
As a land.
Yeah.
Madagascar? No, I don't know. I think that'd be stupid to turn that into a land.
I think it's a dead franchise, isn't it?
I think so.
They're good films.
What was the last one out, like 4 or 5 years ago?
If not more,
yeah.
Than I thought.
Men in Black? They're rebooting it.
Yeah, I don't think it really... I could see them probably redoing the ride that they've currently got.
Yeah.
I don't know if it warrants a land. And
no.
I don't think... Obviously, they've got the new film coming out. But I don't think it warrants a land.
I'm already pretty confident that new film's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Who's in it? It's...
Tessa Thompson, is it?
Is it... Yeah, Tessa Thompson and one of the...
Chris...
Thor. Is it Thor or Hemsworth?
Hemsworth, yeah. It's Chris Hemsworth.
Is it,
yeah.
Is it Thor, not Liam Hemsworth?
It's Thor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the next one is The Fockers. No chance, let's skip on.
No.
Mummy, we've got an attraction. They're not going to be making an attraction or land based on...
I think the last film was a bit of a shocker, I think.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda, no.
No, pretty much dead, isn't it?
Kong, we've got an attraction.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Back to the Future. Now, this is interesting. If they did a land that touched on some of their old franchises, I think that could work.
I think it could work. I think the popularity for Back to the Future is there.
But how would they do it, you know, unless
they're not
exactly going to get the cast together to do something.
No, I don't think they would have a land based on it.
No.
I think they might, you could see them having a single ride in Universal Studios for it.
It'd have to be a coaster.
Yeah.
A coaster where you're in the DeLorean, it shoots you off.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't really fit into the name of Fantastic Worlds.
No.
You can't see that happening.
Unless that's the way that you travel between each land.
Well, you have to get into a DeLorean.
Yeah.
It's incredibly slow.
Yeah.
And like
barely starts.
Really impractical. There's like 4-hour queues to get into the next land.
Hey, welcome to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They reckon there's gonna be 10-hour waits for those two rides.
That's insane, isn't it?
10 hours.
That's crazy.
You get into the park and you ride one ride in a day.
Yeah. I think it would be a fantastic land, but I don't want to go there for opening.
No, I don't either.
I don't want to go there.
And I mean, we love theme parks. Obviously, but no way do I want to wait 10 hours for a ride. No chance. I'd like to see Back to the Future. I mean, as a coaster, it could work well. You could still get Christopher Lloyd to do some voiceovers for the coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I would love to see a return to Back to the Future to the parks, I don't see it happening. Let's just cross three off the list straight off the bat. I think American Pie, 50 Shades, and Pitch Perfect. None of them are making their way.
What are you on about, 50 Shades?
Well, we did say they could reuse some of the slides.
Yeah.
I don't see any of these happening.
No. Jaws?
No.
No.
No. There's no plans to make a new movie, as far as I'm aware.
No.
And, putting an animatronic in water is incredibly difficult, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know if you can call it an animatronic. It was just... but, that's not going to happen. How to Train Your Dragon, I think, is a possibility of an attraction,
I think,
but a whole land.
I think out of all of this, out of this entire list of what it's is most 20, likely. I think it's the most likely.
Yeah.
It fits with the name Fantastic Worlds.
Yeah, it does.
It's probably the relatively newest of the franchises that they've got.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're planning on making. You said they are.
There's
making
one on. There's another one on the way.
Right, okay.
But I mean, I think the first one I liked. The second one I thought was pretty average, to be honest.
Yeah.
I
think it's a bold, it would be a bold move to do an entire land on this franchise.
Yeah, I agree. And then the last one is, I mean, this top 20 is A Secret Life of Pets, which, no.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's got the.
What's worrying is just how many of those franchises are in the top 20 that really nobody cares about.
Yeah, and a lot of them are already dead.
Yeah.
Like, you could even not say that Transformers and Fast and Furious are on their way out.
Yeah, I mean, the Bumblebee movie's got good reviews, though.
Right, okay.
So, if they carry on with that, maybe not.
But they always do. That's the thing. With both Fast and Furious and Transformers, they still make a lot of money somehow.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, they do make a lot of money in China.
I've not seen the most recent Transformers.
No, neither have I. I've not seen them in years.
I've enjoyed every single one of them.
Right.
I watch it for the fights.
Right, okay.
No, the human stories behind the scenes are terrible. but, yeah, the action stuff is good. So, those are the franchises that potentially are. I don't see really any of them making their way in.
Not really. I think most likely is How to Train Your Dragon, but even then, that's a stretch.
I think that's a stretch for a land. I think, really, Universal are going to be looking to other partners for this.
I reckon so.
Like Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, they could have an entire they could have an entire park based on third-party franchises.
Yeah, easily.
But they need to be, like, Nintendo.
Nintendo's not going anywhere anytime soon. No, and Mario will always be popular.
Yeah, I think whoever they put in, whether it's Pokemon, we're obviously going to see Mario because based on the concept art, not the concept art, but the picture that was leaked. I think those franchises will live on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll ever die. So that's what they kind of need to do if they're going to get if they're going to get third-party IPs in. That's the sort of thing that they need to do. The likes of Harry Potter,
yeah.
I don't think will ever die.
No, so no, I don't think so.
That's the sort of thing that they need.
So who? I mean, who else? What else? I think do you think can make it in? I think, you know, it would be nice. I mean, I would say Sonic and Sega, but I don't think they're strong enough anymore.
No, although there is a Sonic movie coming out, isn't there? But
the reaction to that has not been good.
No.
Nobody's calves that look like that, you know what I'm saying? I think I've heard like Lord of the Rings being bandied around. That would work quite nicely.
It could work quite nicely. Again, it's a little bit of a dead franchise, but.
Well, Amazon are doing a TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So they are bringing it back.
And I think I was going to say it was a dead franchise, but I think it still does hold its own.
Let's put it this way: you're getting people going to the park, riding their Lord of the Rings attraction, and buying Gandalf's hat and stuff. Like that's happening.
I think it could work, and it would easily fit with the
Fantastic Worlds. Yeah, I'd like to see other game companies.
It would be amazing to see a Hobbit. What's the place?
Hobbiton? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it would be amazing to see that.
The Shire.
I
promised, Mr. Frodo.
I was trying to think of the same thing.
That would be cool. I tell you what I'd love to see is some kind of Microsoft presence, imagine an area set on.
I thought you were saying Microsoft store then.
No, imagine an area set on like a Halo ring.
Yeah.
An attraction with Master Chief.
That'd be a good world.
Gears of War as well.
A bit more violent.
Yeah, but Universal has more freedom to do that kind of thing.
They do.
They need an adult land. They've got Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't know if you could go Gears of War.
Why not? Like,
buy your chainsaw gun from the store.
But you could rev it.
Just like blood effect coming out of the chainsaw.
That'd be amazing. I mean, I would love to see them partner with Microsoft on this as well.
Do you reckon we could see a video game only park?
I think it's definitely a possibility. The worry is that you'd have a whole area dedicated to Fortnite.
That is the danger. Do you reckon that's a possibility?
What, Fortnite?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I don't think that game's standing the test of time.
No, I don't think it will stand the test of time, but do you think Universal will think it stands the test of time?
I hope that someone in that team understands video games.
They put in a Fast and Furious ride, Ryan.
Yeah, good point. I think Fortnite's probably got another 18 months to 2 years left in it, unless they release a sequel, which is possible.
Yeah. It's possible. I don't know if it will.
We might see Warcraft make its way in.
Yeah, I don't think it should.
I don't think it should, but there are a lot of Warcraft fans. The film
didn't do well.
No, but I mean, outside of the film and even the games.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking
about... It's a big franchise.
I think at its peak it was, what, like 11, 12, 13 million players?
Yeah.
It did go down to like 7, 8, I think,
yeah,
at one point, but...
That's still a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, but I don't know if it's got theme park potential.
Also, I think they'd find it very difficult to get those people to come and visit the park and leave their houses.
A little bit harsh, Ryan, but...
Only because you played it.
I did play it for several years.
Yeah, I tried to play it. I thought it was terrible, so I moved on. I think my absolute dream would be to see a Halo attraction. That would be incredible.
That would be a great attraction.
Sitting on a warthog, mm-hmm. absolutely, you know, almost like Transformers-esque, smashing it through Halo.
Yeah,
Covenant animatronics. I mean,
the ride would write itself essentially, doesn't it? And that would be a fantastic. What about James Bond?
James Bond.
I think you could do a ride on James Bond.
You could.
It doesn't really fit with the fantasy worlds though. For fantastic worlds.
No, I think the only way you could do it is if it was almost like the Great Movie Ride, and it played out scenes from the various Bond movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they used lines from the Bonds that were in the films.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do it starring the most recent Bond, because by the time they've done it, Daniel Craig's gone anyway.
Yeah. Although he keeps saying every film, he's like, oh, I'm not going to do this again.
Have another 50 million.
Then, and then he just does it again. Do you reckon replacement for T2? Could be replacement
for T2. I think Bond or Bourne stands. I think Bourne is more likely, given that Universal own it. But I think Bond would attract more people.
I think Bond would attract more.
Yeah. We're probably going to see something terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like Barney's Revenge or something like that. So Microsoft presence would be incredible. Lord of the Rings would be nice. Anything else that we want to absolutely add in? I think it's Universal don't actually own that many franchises.
No, I mean, if you're talking video games, there's all sorts of like Final Fantasies, but I don't think that's got the pull power.
Not in the West.
No.
Not in the West, no.
No,
I can't think of any other... I mean, obviously Sony have got some great characters as well. Crash Bandicoot, which actually they don't even own anymore.
Do they not?
No, I think Ubisoft own Crash Bandicoot now.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, Uncharted ride would work very well.
Yeah, maybe. Again, some of these ones, they don't have the... I think when you... I was going to say, what is it? Exclusive IPs are difficult. I think Uncharted is a great game and a great franchise, but I don't know if it has the pulling power of, say, Halo or Mario or...
Halo, I think Halo has got it's a big enough franchise that it's still going to be going for years and years to come.
Yeah.
We don't know what the future of Uncharted looks like. Yeah. Naughty Dog are not working on one currently. Whereas Halo, that they are working on another game. The movie is still in open talks. I believe the TV show is actually starting next year.
Right,
okay. That TV show they promised like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I think they are actually working on it now, and it's going to be released next year.
Right, okay.
So it is a big franchise. They've got about 30 books or whatever as well, some of which are very good. So I could see it there, but will Nintendo allow Universal to then open up the park to other gaming companies? Probably not.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
I see Lord of the Rings or Warcraft being probably more likely.
I think Lord of the Rings would work really well. I think the potential for rides, there is a lot of potential for rides in that, and I think
you could do river rapids from The Hobbit, where they're in the barrels.
Yes,
that would work really well.
Yeah, just reuse the one of the flume rides.
Yeah,
from Wet n Wild.
There you go.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for Lord of the Rings. As you say, I forgot about the TV show that they're doing on Netflix
or Amazon
Prime.
Prime. Yeah.
That's a possibility. It fits well with the Fantastic Worlds.
Yeah.
The kind of the artwork that we've seen on the picture that was leaked, it looks very video gamey though.
It does.
It reminds me of Final Fantasy. I think I've said this two or three times, but the text kind of reminds me of that kind of genre.
Yeah, it does. I think, you know, a video game focused park would do incredibly well.
Yeah, I think video gaming obviously become...
It's never been more popular.
It's always been popular, but it's never been more popular. It's never been more mainstream.
It's making more money than movies.
Yeah.
I mean...
And the kind of the process of making video games is more like a Hollywood blockbuster these days than it has ever been.
Yeah, I think... And it's only going to grow. I think, you know, we've seen the likes of esports take over viewership of some sports.
Yeah.
You know, like snooker, for instance.
Yeah.
Esports, even on, like, say, FIFA... is the championship finals of that in the esports community massively outweighs a viewership and sometimes even actual reward for the winner.
Mm.
It's massive, and I think if Universal...
Not sure we'll see a FIFA land, though.
No. if Universal can take advantage of it and have a video game-centred park,
yeah,
that... You know, it's got a chance of really taking a nugget away from Disney and Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a strong draw, wouldn't it? Because you've obviously got the whole range of theme park fans, and I'm sure a large proportion of them are gamers and they enjoy playing video games. And then you've also got the fact that people who don't necessarily go to theme parks, like the likes of Universal and Disney's, but are gamers and would go to a gaming-based theme park.
And even non-gamers, I think, you know who Mario is. You'd be interested in visiting and seeing what it's like, and if they do it well enough, then great.
Yeah, if they're fun, family rides, then I think you would get a draw regardless of whether you're a gamer or not.
Yeah, you know, if it is video game based, I don't think the whole park will be, but if it is, I could see that very quickly, if they get it right, becoming my favourite park in Orlando outside of Epcot.
Just put that caveat in there.
Epcot will always be my favourite, I think. Well, who knows? I mean, if it's all video games and they absolutely smash it, then it does stand...
And they convert Epcot to a character-based park.
Yeah, this is it. If Epcot turns into a character-based park...
Do you reckon they'd change the name of Epcot if they did that?
Character Cop.
Seacot.
yeah, so we'll see. I think it's very exciting times for Universal. It's very, very exciting times for the Orlando theme park space... In general, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time that we've actually seen any indication of Nintendo coming to Orlando.
They announced it but pretty much when we first started this podcast.
Yeah,
and nothing such happened.
A long time ago. When do you know off the top of your head when the one in Japan is meant to be opening?
I think it's 2021 or 2020.
Okay, I haven't seen too much of that.
It might be 2020.
I mean, I haven't been actively following it that closely.
Yeah.
But I've not seen pictures pop up on social media with that.
No.
Obviously, you see Star Wars popping up almost every other day, don't you? You know, they had the...
I do think they're revealing that a little bit too much.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you get the likes of... I was trying to think of various social media people...
Yeah.
...going over in helicopters...
Yeah.
...and taking pictures of it.
And does he just want to say, actually, you know, this is what it really looks like, and it with a decent photo.
Yeah, yeah. So they, because obviously the Millennium Falcon was meant to be finished the other day, wasn't it, in California?
Yeah.
And the pictures were released of that, and like aerial pictures and stuff like that.
It looks good.
It does look good. It's a shame so much has been seen of it. But you can understand the impracticalities of trying to hide something like that.
Yeah.
And trying to practically work on it while also trying to hide it is difficult.
It is difficult,
when you've
yeah.
got people paying to go over in helicopters.
Yeah.
And taking high-res pictures of it.
Yeah, exactly.
This sort of stuff.
They have to do something. But I think, you know, Universal have been building so many hotels, too many for the three parks that they currently have, I think.
Yeah, they're building too many hotels. And I think... They've been doing that at a detriment to the parks.
I agree, yeah.
Because, you know, yes, they opened...
they've been opening a ride every year, but the last few have been pretty average.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously they came out with what's like Volcano Bay, which I think, yes, that's a good water park, but I think they desperately need to pay more attention to the two parks, to other theme parks that they do currently have.
Yeah.
Because, as we've said many times, there are... struggling lands in those parks.
Massively struggling lands.
Yeah.
I mean, no kid. Certainly no. I mean, maybe it's different in the US, but no kid in the UK knows who the hell Barney is nowadays.
No. And you've got, like, the likes of
Curious
Popeye.
George. Like, nobody knows who these characters are.
No. I'd say Curious George is more recent than the likes of Barney, but...
I don't know. It's not
a massive franchise as such. Certainly not in the UK. I don't know what it's like in the US. Maybe it's more.
Maybe it's bigger, but I mean, yeah. Barney's certainly not over here.
I think it's maybe Cat in the Hat, that whole Cat in the Hat, Dr. Zeus Landings, kind of.
Those books will still be relevant. Yeah. They are still relevant. They're still
probably
read.
The most relevant one. Granted, you don't get a huge amount in the UK.
They're still making. I mean, obviously, you've got the new Grinch movie, so they are still making those films.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably the most relevant land of all the lands that could go.
I think that they need to have that conversation with Spielberg about E.T. Yeah. I think that ride is probably the only reason that land hasn't closed.
We just said, we need to talk about E.T.
And he's like, no.
Steven, we need to talk.
Steven! He's like, no, it's not changing anytime soon. I got a contract. That's not how he talks, but oh well.
But yeah, I don't. When do you reckon an announcement for that is imminent?
I think it will be within the next couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah, I think with the leaked picture as well,
they're gonna have to do something.
Do you reckon it will bring the timeline forward?
I think the first announcement will be this is what we're gonna call it, and it's gonna include Nintendo. I don't know if that'll reveal everything else at this point.
Maybe not.
Certainly based on the imagery, it's all they're willing to share at this point by the looks of it.
Yeah, I think we're obviously quite a few years off as well, aren't we?
Probably 4 or 5 years away.
Yeah, considering they haven't announced it, they haven't broken ground as far as...
Unless they work their asses off and get it ready for 2021. If they do that, Disney are in trouble.
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but I don't think
the balls on Universal to do that on Disney's 50th.
I don't think that would happen. No way it would have 2 years. 2 years to build an entire park, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
But imagine if it did.
I mean, I don't.
First of October, it opens as well on the 50th anniversary day. Can you imagine what would the theme park press do?
That would really be a massive up yours to Disney, wouldn't it?
I would love that. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing we spoke of before the podcast, before we start recording, Marvel Land.
Yeah, doing another Marvel Land.
A massive up yours to Disney, and just open a brand new Marvel Land.
Yeah, exactly. State of the art.
Yeah,
that'd be incredible, wouldn't it? But because I'm planning on going there for the 50th and I'm planning on going there for the 1st of October.
Right. Madman.
But if let's say that they said, okay, well actually our park is opening on 1st of October, I would probably go to Universal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Obviously there'll be celebrations in the Disney parks, but it'll be going on for quite a while.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be going on for the next 5 years, I expect.
if it's anything like a Disneyland Paris... Yeah. Anniversary.
2 years.
It'll be going on for the next till the next five year anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a 50th, so it's gonna be going on to the 60th, isn't it? But yeah, I don't know. I think I'd be very tempted, you know, in this hypothetical situation, to go and ride Mario Kart.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you need to worry about, but
no. I'm just saying if it did.
Unless they've been working on it in complete secrecy and nobody's noticed.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. This is like we've noticed this huge blanket over this massive patch of land that seems to be getting higher by the day.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. They just turn around and it's like, it's open.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed.
Yes, this park's going to feature Nintendo, Lord of the Rings, James Bond, Bourne, and it's opening tomorrow. Wow, there's the blanket. So I think that's it. I don't think that's all we can say at this point. I'm sure there's loads of franchises we've not talked about that we'd like to see there, but let us know what you think, what franchise you would like to see at a brand new Universal Park, whether you like the name Fantastic Worlds or
nobody's
not.
Nobody likes the name Fantastic Worlds, right?
Name,
isn't it? Terrible
it
name.
Is a terrible name. Yeah. You can follow us on the socials. Our username is Theme Park Trader, and please do leave us a lovely review on iTunes. Just search for Theme Park Trader and hit the 5 stars and leave us a nice comment. I'm also on Twitter. My username is Ryanogs, RYANOGS. And Dan is also on the Twitter sphere.
Yep, Scrooby Online, SCRWBY Online.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next week on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Christmas!
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.